Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. This is episode 86. I am your humble host, John Stanhope, and with me is Griffin Hoffman.
Hey!
Matt Lake.
Hi.
And special guest appearance by Ryan Fielder. He's back, everybody.
That's me.
Holy crap! It's been forever!
Yep.
How you doing?
I forget how to do this.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, you're just talking to the mic. It's pretty easy. We just have headsets now.
I gotta
more. Oh.
It's too much. I'm out.
I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this.
I said I'd never do this again.
You guys said there wouldn't be any talking into the mics.
There was no microphones last time. No.
There was only one mic the last time that I remember doing this. Oh, maybe there was two.
There was
no
one.
Just yell at the center mic.
Yeah. One of them.
Yeah, but I thought at one point we got another one, and like you and I shared one.
Oh yeah, we did that a few times.
Okay.
Huh.
I seem to remember that being a thing. Now we have more mics than we know what to do with.
So many mics.
So many mics.
I feel like it's not enough, actually. I'm starting, they're growing on me.
Yeah, I could use more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I
wipe
be,
my butt with a mic in the morning.
I need to be double-fisting mics at all times.
I feel like wiping your butt with a microphone would be very...
Magic. I got a magic mic.
Rough, to say the least. Ryan, what have you been up to since not podcasting?
Work and trying to sleep.
Okay.
That's about it.
Any games you've played since then that you would like to discuss with us? Your feelings, your opinions?
Prototype 2, have you guys talked about that one?
Griff mentioned.
I played it.
Some of it.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought it was awesome.
Not the worst game ever?
No.
Wait, you, like actually thought it was good? Or
I had fun playing that game.
Okay. Yeah, I did too. I thought it was a fun, stupid open world game to just run around in. And
yeah.
I didn't play the first game. Did you think it was better?
I didn't actually play the first one.
Oh.
But this one, going up and just taking over somebody's body and killing everything. Oh, yeah.
The sense of power you got was pretty awesome. It was good.
I actually had no idea what I was getting into, like really about the story or anything. I just rented it and ended up buying it.
Well,
just like flying all over, didn't realize how much fun it could be.
Well, you missed nothing in terms of the story.
There was a story?
Barely.
Exactly.
It was just a revenge story, I'm thinking.
James Heller is pissed.
I imagine it would be a lot like Crackdown 2. Not really a lot of
story
going on.
Nothing like that,
there.
No.
No?
Oh, you mean in terms of like the structure?
Yeah, you just run around, breaking stuff.
No, definitely more than that.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun in Crackdown 2.
This is good. This is a lot like that. Just open world, stupid, goofy fun.
Mm-hmm. There's a place in the world for those games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately, that place is not happening anymore.
Yeah.
No.
It's gone.
Forever?
Well, no, but you know that company, that dev team that made it, is mostly shut down.
They've been relegated to Call of Duty map packs.
We need more of those.
Yeah,
thrown in the Tartarus pit of more Activision add-on bullshit.
I feel like we need Call of Duty map packs like we need microphones. Not really.
I get it.
Ha!
I like it. Or just old maps revision.
Did you beat it?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
Yeah,
you didn't play it, Matt, did you?
No. Okay. I played the first one, though.
Yeah.
So I'm
did
pretty
you beat it?
Yeah, I did beat it, though it was pretty hard to beat.
Well, in the first one, he was like the anti-hero, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, more or less.
And this one, he's more of a hero, sort of. Maybe
it's a different
anti-hero
guy.
Well, yeah, but the anti-hero turns into the villain.
Oh,
yeah,
I
definitely.
See what you're saying.
Alex Mason?
Mercer.
Alex Mercer.
Mercer,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mercer and Heller.
Mason's a different game.
Okay. Yeah. He was the bad guy, and then you had this dude who was kind of like your kind of, anti-hero.
Military guy, are you talking about?
Two.
Supercop.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Again, not the shining pinnacle of awesome human behavior, but
he had his reasons.
Insert reason number two.
You had to murder all these people.
I regret nothing. Oh, man.
Yeah. Fun game.
Okay. Anything else? Any other games? Nothing?
Dark Souls I've been dabbling in.
What?
But, yeah.
What?
I play it for like 10 minutes at a time. I die three times, and then I'm like, okay, that's enough for now.
That's about right.
Have you made it past any further than we talked about earlier? Okay.
Where are you? What have you done?
Not very far.
I'm pretty deep in that
into
game.
The main castle. Just the first step is where he is.
Oh, boy, you got some stuff to do.
Oh, yeah.
You got a long ways to go. That game gets... Griff, I want to go back
and play that game. Right now, I feel like I'm playing it only because I bought it.
I know a guy that has beaten that game four times now, and I say to him that he is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you give it a little bit longer, like put another, give it a good turn, like give it like a good 4 hour sit down and see if like it really hooks you, because it'll really just open up. And once you see that expansion, you're like, I can't stop. So if that doesn't happen, like if you're still like, I don't get it, then maybe it's time to just let this one go.
Yeah. Just put it down and walk away from it.
Yeah.
But
I haven't given up hope yet.
Keep hope alive.
After you kill like a few bosses, you start to feel really good about yourself.
Well, there was one boss I killed, and I was like, I'm actually fighting that. And I bet it's like 5 minutes in the game, you know, that big whatever. I'm sure that's nothing compared to any of the other bosses.
The Minotaur, maybe?
It's like 50 times your size.
No, he's talking like the beginner dungeon thing.
Yeah.
The big abyss dragon
the thing. Wait.
What? You like jump off the top of the balcony and you like land on it.
Yeah.
Got to run around and do
some stuff. That thing's small by comparison to some enemies.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
The tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to get my soul, man.
Get your souls.
Yeah.
Go get them.
I think so far there's only like one other boss that's even sort of.
Got to catch them all.
Like the Capper Demon's, like, sort of the same size, about?
Yeah, he's about your size.
Well, no, he's, compared to your person, no, he's like three times.
Not that big.
He's tall. Dude carries two giant swords and has those two stupid dogs, which is also a great cartoon show.
Two giant swords and two dogs?
Two stupid dogs.
It sounds like it'd be a webcam.
Two Stupid Dogs?
TwoStupidDogs.com.
Did you never see Two Stupid Dogs?
No.
Great cartoon show.
I saw it.
Right next to Secret Squirrel.
What are you guys talking about?
Talking about a cartoon show called Two Stupid Dogs.
Oh, God. Well, now that you say it again, of course I've seen it.
It is a show. I don't know how to explain it any more than just saying that it is a show about two dogs that are stupid.
Okay, it's a cartoon.
It's an animation.
It's
okay.
It's an animation.
What channel was it on?
Cartoon Network.
Okay, but what year would this show have been out?
Powerpuff Girls.
Okay, well, that's why I didn't see it.
Okay.
Because I didn't watch Secret Squirrel. That shit.
Powerpuff Girls.
Super Milk Chan?
Nah, pre-Milk Chan.
Underdog? Pre-Milk Chan?
What's that?
Underdog?
Post-Underdog.
Post-Underdog.
It's a post-Underdog world.
Post-Underdog.
Sad times.
Post-Hong Kong Fooey.
Barely, though.
Sort of. Probably around... sort of around the Johnny Bravo Cow and Chicken era.
Yes.
Yes.
I must have just totally missed that show.
I think I was with you.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we were watching not those shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Watching those shows.
Speaking of anime adventures, Ryan, I hear you're getting really deep into the anime world.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like every 3 years I just pick up anime again, watch it for a while, and then, and then all
like
the stories start blending together. And,
Yeah, well, they do, because they're all pretty much the same.
Yep.
Young man finds his way in some weird civilization.
And then the last two episodes completely contradict everything that the show's been about, and it ends.
Yep. You've been, what are you currently affixed on?
Watch the Full Metal Alchemist, all of them. Like both series, and I'm watching Gunsword and Desert
Gunsword?
Punk. Yep, Gun X Sword.
Oh, Gun X. Gun by Sword?
Whatever.
Gun Cross
you
Sword?
Call it. And Desert Punk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you progressed any further in Desert Punk?
Not since I talked to you last.
Oh, okay.
What is Gun X Sword?
Yeah,
Guy in a tuxedo has a sword that's liquid until he pulls it out, and then he pulls out his shiny sword, does a V in the air, turns his tuxedo hat to the side, and then he has a mech that drops from the sky, and it's called an armor, and it's a big battle.
Where's the gun?
The gun is the
girl that is his companion that he's picked up that has to kill the same person because he kidnapped her brother, but this guy also killed the guy in the tuxedo's wife.
Ugh.
And that's
anime.
Jesus.
Griff. Have I got a show for you?
I think I've seen that
you.
Show before. It was called Every Anime.
Right.
Yep.
Have I got a show for you, though, Ryan? There's this really great show called Big O.
Oh, I remember the Big O.
I have both seasons. It's really good. It's really good. It's like Batman and Power Rangers at the same time.
I know. I can't remember anything about that show, but I remember that Big O.
It's yeah, showtime.
That's pretty much all there is to remember, since it didn't make any sense.
Yep.
Like
no,
every
that,
anime.
That show makes little to no sense.
Wasn't there like a guy on a piano?
I never understood if she had one leg or two.
Two. She just keeps them really close together.
Oh, man. I was always
so
confused by that.
She always
stands. She was like a robot from the Jetsons.
Nope. Rosie? No, nothing like that.
She hovered.
Nope. Did Rosie hover?
Maybe we all hover, man.
No. Rosie had like a wheel. She had like wheels.
She had wheels.
Electrons.
Wheels or a wheel?
Bouncing off the electrons of the floor.
I don't know. I
don't
know there was
remember
a wheel involved.
Rosie's
That's
lower bottom part.
George Jetson.
His boy, Elroy. You need to watch Big O, because it won't make any sense.
Skip
Cowboy that. Bebop.
Don't skip that one.
And then prepare for the big haul, which is all of Ghost in the Shell.
So yeah, I've seen Big O and I've seen Cowboy Bebop, just not in a linear fashion.
Yeah,
I feel like I've seen
That's okay. You don't really need to watch Cowboy Bebop linearly.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You don't need... Yeah, you don't. Because really, I did that like a year or so ago. And yeah, it works either way.
Yeah. I suppose you could do that with a lot of anime, actually.
Yeah, because the way that anime structures itself is it has a lot of throwaway episodes that are sort of like on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're fine on their own strength. And there's only like three or four episodes that actually mean anything to the actual storyline. So...
Have you been watching any DBZ Kai?
No.
What?
Dragon what is Ball that? Z Kai is a remake of Dragon Ball.
Whoa.
I don't
Dragon
know.
Dragon Ball Z.
I don't
like
know.
The original Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z. It's a remake of Dragon Ball Z.
I don't know how completely accurate that statement is.
It's basically the same show with new cel shading.
It's just.
There's like a few scenes.
With cells in it?
It's. It's an HD version.
Saga right now.
It's like up-res, like hyper real HD. Like, it is still the same show. It hits all the B points.
But they also cut a lot of the crap, like...
Oh, like, there aren't three episodes?
Tip it like this. There you go.
Like, I'm a gangsta?
Yeah.
At a
kind
concert?
Of, yeah. Kind of.
All right.
Like, you're talking... Ooh, into the end here. Through the tip. To the bottom.
I gotta talk on the tip.
Get to the tip.
All right.
Yeah.
Why do I have to hit this one?
It's your last here.
Well, that's fair. Where was I going with this?
Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
Kai.
Yeah, I've been looking into owning those because they look kind of cool. But so they cut out like a lot of the like
unnecessary Vegeta farting,
the Rager moments.
Oh, what? Yeah. What? So it's an incomplete saga.
So
it's not the true.
So there's not
form.
An entire episode dedicated to him charging his spirit bomb.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
I'm out.
They're basically taking out all of the exposition.
They're just making it a better show.
Okay, we may as well just not even watch it.
Exactly, at that point. Why am I even watching it? If I can't see Goku just go rah for like 30 minutes, then...
If I can't be 10 years old again and watch the show, I'm not interested. Well,
Griff, I have disappointing news.
Well, I guess I'm out, guys.
Never going to happen.
Hey, wait up, Ryan. I'm leaving too.
Oh, man.
Is there any good anime that's come out, like, in recent years? Like, is there anything new that's good?
That is a fantastic question.
You guys hear of anything?
I just actually bought the Trigun movie, which was kind of cool. It came out
a Trigun movie?
Year. Yeah. It was it was basically
it was
a
like
long episode
Desert
inserted
Desert Rumble
into
or something
metal.
Like that?
Yes. Huh. It was like a 90-minute long episode stuck in the middle of the series.
The $60 million double dollar man.
Yep.
Was it like the based off the Maximum or whatever it was called? Like the weird Magnum, Trigun Magnum?
No, it takes place in the original series before you get all the revelations about what the fuck he is.
Wow.
Wait, so in space?
No.
They're on the same planet.
Okay. Because he was this weird birth child thing.
No, like, he's saying, like, you get... This episode takes place before that exposition episode of, like... Or the explanation episode of, like, this is what the seeds are.
This is why he never misses anything when he shoots his gun.
Okay.
And why he's the luckiest person in the world.
Because he's a maniac.
Maniac.
He's
the floor.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
Angel.
Too late.
Oh, man. Don't ruin these things for me. Also, try Outlaw Star, because that show goes weird.
Well, that's to be expected.
All right. How about something that isn't exactly like all the other anime?
Evangelion.
Oh, God.
No, because that's just weird everywhere, and then it's just like, what the...
Yep.
Have you seen...
And you actually are mad that you watched that entire series.
Yeah. Have you seen FLCL?
Oh, Fooly Cooly?
It's on Netflix. Is that the like weird, trippy, like...
Yep, pulling things out of your forehead.
Like acid anime?
Kind
of. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. With a robot TV head guy and a kid
with a baseball
hat.
I started watching it, and I was like, yeah.
And an obsession with Vespa scooters. Watch that.
I haven't watched it all.
Okay, just it's only like 6 episodes long. Just watch it and have a good time with it. Like it's just goofy and completely unlike anything else.
Also, oh shoot!
If you are looking for something that's actually good anime, watch Redline. It's a movie. You can get it. You can get it through like streaming service through purchase on.
I think I buy it. Is that old?
No, it came out just this year.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. It's about like. It's like Death Race, but future, and in space, and there's aliens and monsters, and it makes very little sense, but it's very different. It's kind of nuts, and it looks really good. It looks so good.
I'd be interested in that.
I've been recommending
like
it all year.
Have I been paying attention to you?
No.
No, yeah, no, okay, no, I do remember what you're talking about now.
Punch it.
I do, okay, yeah. I think you even made me watch a trailer for this.
Maybe.
Paranoia Agent.
Redline? Is that what you said?
Redline. Redline?
Question mark?
I'm gone.
Paranoia Agent is also really good. If you like...
I saw a preview for that one.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I watched all of that in one sitting once.
I'm gonna jump in here and steal a segue quick. You guys, we're talking about anime, and this is pretty interesting stuff. Recently, I came across what is called Daikon 4. I doubt you're familiar, but Daikon 4 is a promo video, kind of, cut by this company called Daikon. And these people went on to form Gainax. Is that how you say that? Gainax is what I always said, but I think it's Gainax. Gainax, the Japanese animation crew that brought you Neon Genesis Evangelion and what's the other really they did FLCL, they did
Eureka, maybe
they did Gurren Lagann, the currently popular TV show. So this company called Daikon does some really weird shit. They were just a bunch of like college student kids in Japan that went on to kind of just cut like some animation stuff together and submit it to a competition. So Daikon 3, you can watch this video on YouTube. And it's like the style looks a lot like Shin-Chan, like just really crappy and like poor animation and really that blob-like. Kind of sense. But it's only like, it's like 2 minutes long, and it's this little like Chinese or this little like young girl who gets a cup of water. And she's getting chased down by, like, the Zaku robot from Gundam. And then Godzilla comes, and she has to fight Godzilla and all these other monsters. Yeah. And then all these iconic spaceships from, like, pop sci-fi and stuff pop out of there, come into the air and try and shoot at her. And she flies away and blows them up with her missile backpack. Then pours this water onto a Daikon radish, which turns into a giant spaceship. And then she boards it, and it's weird. But it's just like just to show their ability to animate is what this is for. So then that I think it was a year or two later, Daikon put out Daikon 4, which you should go and watch because it's freaking awesome. Like basically these guys were like, oh, now we'll do some real stuff, and they make one of the coolest, most fun opening or like little animations I've ever seen. And it's like the same girl is now older. She turns into a bunny lady and she rides around on a magic sword and she fights like Power Ranger robots, an alien from the movie Aliens with robot legs, a bunch of different Gundams. They just have all these different spaceships from like, you know, sci-fi. Like they've got the Battleship Yamato crashing into the Star Trek or the USS Enterprise, like just headlong collisions of these things and really awesome explosions. They redo the entire first thing that where they do a synopsis of the first Daikon 3 in one little summary at the beginning. And then it's all to Electric Light Orchestra's Twilight song.
He's been watching too much.
I don't know if you guys know about it. It's Twilight.
How do you spell that?
What's that?
The Daikon.
D-A-I-K-O-N.
Okay.
Daikon.
So it was only released on Laserdisc, and then...
Naturally.
Right, yeah. Because it has ELO, this actual band's music in it. They couldn't sell it. So if you can actually get a copy of this thing, it's like super mega rare. But it's really, really fun to watch. You should go check it out. It's the first example of like Gainax awesome work. Has the Gainax bounce in it. Go see if you can find that. And then as I was looking into all this stuff, I got really into listening to that song, Twilight by ELO. And then when I was looking for music for last week, I came into the Space Harrier music, which is just mind-blowingly similar to the ELO song. So, wrap your mind around that. What do you think?
I have to wrap my mind around a lot of things you just said.
Just go watch just go look for Daikon 4 on the YouTube and watch the video.
I'm still at Bunny Lady.
You've already moved far beyond what you need to. Just go look up Daikon 4, D-A-I-K-O-N, and watch it. And you know, learn some history about some animation. Some Japanese animation.
Japanimation.
That too.
You should be watching.
Oh gosh. That sounds like way too much for my brain to handle right now.
It's about 3 minutes.
Okay. All right.
That all happens in 3 minutes?
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of things.
It's sensory overload.
It's like an entire anime series in 3 minutes. I could get into that.
He'll just give it all to me at one time.
Just watch it over and over. It's quite delightful.
Okay. We're moving on. So Matt.
Yeah.
How have your fever dreams been?
I'm kind of lost with this whole anime discussion.
Right.
Like I kind of.
Hey, let me put things on track here for you. You know how anime is fucking weird.
Is this weird?
Sure? Yeah, weird? I know how. It's
I've been
weird.
Playing Persona 4 Arena.
Oh yeah.
And I'm here to talk to you about this game, Matt.
Oh yeah. Oh, tell us about that, Griff.
Like, have you been playing it or just have a storytelling time?
Yeah, have you been reading it or playing
reading it? Or playing
have you punched any buttons?
There's a way you can set it up so you don't have to press any buttons.
Oh god. So you're telling me it's
so it's
not
just
a game.
An anime?
Kind of, yeah.
You have to read though, right? It's not all spoken.
It's a lot of reading, definitely.
So it's a manga, is what you're getting at.
But with a lot less pictures.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just...
What?
It's kind of like a book.
How much was this?
So it's a
child's
book. It's a
$60 game. $60 game. It's...
Worth it.
It's by Atlas and Arc System Works. Atlas, you know, the famous American... Or the famous company that brings out, like, little, smaller name... Less known video games.
What are you talking about? Disgaea is the greatest franchise ever known to man.
Yeah, so they're that Shin Megami Tensei. They're responsible for those things. And then the other one, Arxis, is like Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue fighting games. So it's a fighting game, but it's also not a fighting game.
It's a fighting book.
It's a fighting book. Yeah.
So Griff.
Yep.
Hey.
How is it?
Ask me about this game.
How is it?
Amazing. Absolutely incredibly amazing.
How many characters have you gone through the story with?
I have finished two characters completely.
Okay.
And then I've partially completed two other characters. Because, where to start here? So it's a fighting game. So you know, it's a completely fleshed out 2D fighting games with made by Arxis. But then on the other hand, it's also like a storybook about Persona 4 characters. So when you go into the story mode, you play probably 6 fights through the course of the entire thing. One round a piece. You don't want to be wasting your time with those fights, trust me.
Right.
But it basically tells the story of what's happening in the Persona world after a year after Persona 4 happened. So you pick a character, then you get the story from this character's perspective. It's a lot of their interaction with other people in the world, and then a lot of their own internal monologue. So you're reading a lot of, like, and then I thought to myself, I would really like to go to Junez and shop the grocery store, or maybe get a beef bowl, or maybe go to the Samagawa River and do some fishing. So there's all these great, like, throwbacks to Persona 4 and just what they're talking about. And everything is just so saturated with nostalgia. But it's also a really, really cool, fun story that anybody who likes Persona 4 should check out.
I don't know, Griff. I don't know. The whole part where I have to play it a little bit.
You don't, though.
Did you just hit A a bunch of times, don't you?
You press triangle, and it automatically continues the dialogue after. Like, you don't need to press a button to advance. It'll auto-advance. So you just sit there and read.
Is that the part you're saying I don't know about?
Well, no, it's the fighting part. If it was just a story, I would...
Oh, yeah, the fighting is... Very easy.
Very easy? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did the training, and they're like, a good combo to start with is just the light punch attack, and if you just connect with it and you keep pressing it, you get like a 16 combo string out of it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Lord. Really, really easy. And then you can just kind of use that all the way to the end. Like, what I would do is I would just use that combo and then their instant kill if I ever started losing.
Yeah,
the game, it has an instant kill. Every character has an instant kill.
How is this worth $60?
Is it a single button press?
Because it's a totally great... It's not a single button press.
Don't tell me it's a comprehensive fighting game.
It is. It's a great fighting game. Like, it is another Blaze Blue if you like those games. It's completely more... It is much more approachable than, like, a Blaze Blue or a Guilty Gear. The systems are a lot more mellow. There's a lot less characters. Everything just kind of makes sense. They have great tutorial training things for each of the people in it. And then plus it has this totally freaking nuts storybook that comes with it, and it's all about Persona. And yeah. The game is probably better because it makes me want to play the next real Persona game. Not necessarily because it's like the best game ever.
I would like to play this.
Don't. You're not allowed to play.
No. That's okay.
No,
you're allowed to watch it.
Let me.
You have to play Persona 4.
Yeah, let me do. Let me. I can let you have it. I'll let you borrow it.
Should I not play Persona 3?
No.
As
you don't need to. No, that's different.
No.
I kind of want to go play that though.
I kind of do too.
But that's not going to do me any good here. No.
You're better off playing
How RPG-y is Persona 4?
All the way?
Like,
turnstile? That's not a fighting game, right?
No, Persona 4 is just a straight-up RPG, you know? You're running through hallways, bumping into monsters, select and fight, item, magic, run. The only little twist that makes it so unique is there's, like, this time management dating sim that goes along with it, too. And
it's fun.
It is definitely what makes that game. So that's what fosters the nostalgia that you will like. Then it will drive you crazy when there's anything other Persona related out.
Is there? That's only on PlayStation 2, yeah.
Yes. Well, if you wait for your Vita, you'll get Persona 4 Golden, which adds another character, and you can play as a lady.
I'm excited about that.
Worth
I don't want to date any of the guys, though.
No, that's true.
Can you date the girls still?
You should be able to. Well, they probably won't let you.
I understand.
You don't want to date Kanji?
No, I don't want to date Kanji. No.
Well, he'd sell you
something
nice. I don't
like the biker guy.
He would sell you something nice.
he would, but
he's
got problems.
I was really concerned because I thought going into this, like, Kanji was one of my favorite characters from the last game. And I thought they were going to really pull some punches and be like, we're not going to kind of talk about the issues of the past game. But no, they do. And they approach it more seriously than any other part. Like, in Persona 4, it was only, like, really slightly alluded to. But in this game, somebody actually calls them out and is like, hey, maybe you should consider that you may be into boys. And he's like, what? No! No way! No! That... And they're like, dude, think about it. And he's like, well, no, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Before, there was just like little nudges and like never. It was like, are they actually saying that he might be gay, or is it that he is misunderstood and he's just an effeminate guy? But in this game, they're like, no, he doesn't know.
He hasn't given it thought.
Exactly. Yeah.
It
was great. I was so impressed that they went and did that. Well done, Atlas. Way to have some balls.
You don't shoot yourself in this game?
You do, actually.
Oh.
That's just not all the time.
Oh, okay.
In Persona 3, your character, it was a really controversial game because your characters would pull out a gun. It was called an evoker, and they would shoot themselves in their head to release their inner stand.
Yeah, basically you would have to...
Their anime ghost.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah.
It's an anime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so they're you know, soul monster that would come out of them and then fight after they shot themselves in the head. In this game, they kind of say, like, no, we don't need to use those anymore, but we still have them around. So when you do the instant kill attacks, the dude that I like playing as, he pulls his out and puts it up to his head and pops a trigger, and his head just kind of, like, pops sideways. It's really great animation that they made. And that's how you do it. It's instant kill.
Did they do that because it was too controversial? And
I don't think so. I think it was mainly just in terms of, you're so often integrating your persona into combat to have just like, you basically just have to like have some sort of automatic head shooting device attached and pulling the trigger.
I'm sure it's just like one of those anime tropes of like, you know, oh, no one could ever go Super Saiyan, but once it happens, it's just like, oh, we just do this
everybody
all
the
time.
Does
yeah, just, everybody does this now.
Mm-hmm. Well, they justify it. Like, they say why they don't need to. And,
I'm not saying
and there's even good reason why, like, they still have the guns on them too. It has made the world of Persona an even crazier world, and goddamn, I want to play the next Persona game.
So can I borrow someone's PlayStation 2 and Persona 4?
I don't have a PlayStation 2.
I could maybe let you borrow my PS3 because I can play PS2. Because that's what I played Persona on.
Well, that seems like a waste.
Well, yeah, what a waste.
Well, I don't want to take your current generation console from you. I'll just go buy a PlayStation 2. What are they, 30 bucks?
Higher. I think they're still around 50.
Really?
Maybe even 60. I was looking at that the other day.
That seems ridiculous.
I think I have one.
I think I got one propping up.
Actually, I do.
Propping up a table somewhere.
Is that
like that you have to think about this?
No, I have one. It's a skinny one.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
Great, though.
Can't any CD player at this point play PlayStation 2 games? Except for my PlayStation 3.
No, most things can't play PlayStation 2.
That's just ridiculous that it can't. I like that my PlayStation 3 can play PS1 games, and that's it. I suppose I can play PlayStation 3 games, but who wants to do that?
I would be interested in seeing if Persona 4 gets ported, if the Golden gets ported to the Vita, or to the PSP.
They could put it on that store. Right?
Just
download it?
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it might be too much. Like, they'd have to do a really toned-down version. Where I think the Vita can probably run it just, you know, no holds barred. But PSP might be struggling a little bit.
Oh, I'm not saying PSP. I'm saying PS3. Like,
oh,
just
you
put
mean,
it on the store
yeah,
for
yeah.
me to download.
That would be cool to play as, like, one of their 8 titles that they have for PS2.
Yeah. I wonder if Persona
I don't think
3
so,
is not on the store for download, is it? Like, the PlayStation 1 version?
Are you Persona 3?
Wasn't that PS1?
No, it's PS2. And you want to get the FES edition.
PES?
FES? No, FES. You want
oh,
FES, FES edition because it makes some really, really useful corrections to the battle system.
Oh, cool.
Like being able to control your characters.
Oh, well, that's nice.
You probably just don't want to play 3.
Okay.
Cool. Persona 4.
So is that what Persona is? Is you like...
Blow your brains
it comes out.
Out
of you. That's what the game is based off of.
No, it's just in that game. That's how they chose to evoke their persona. Like that's the commitment they make to themselves and the dedication they're showing by pulling the trigger of their evoker.
Uh-huh.
Where in other games you didn't need to use that. I guess
understood. I got you.
Yeah.
Griff, you've been playing some Zelda.
Yeah. I played Legend of Zelda.
Which one?
Zelda.
The Legend. The Nintendo.
The Legend of.
Nice.
Nintendo's Legend of Zelda. Yeah, I finished it today.
The original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game's great. I don't know if you knew this, but the game's pretty awesome.
There's a reason that they made 20 more of them.
Yeah. I used a map, which is infinitely helpful. But yeah, it took me about 8 hours, I think. It was really good.
Wait, did you finish the whole thing?
Yes, I completed it today.
Wow. Attaboy.
And then I started playing Metroid.
Do you want to borrow my copy of Fusion?
I don't have a way to play it, but I'm playing Metroid, like the Metroid.
The Metroid. Oh,
original
wow.
Metroid.
Oh, wow.
Which?
Oh, you have save files and stuff, though, too.
So I'm playing it on the 3DS with the Ambassador thing, so it's Virtual Console, which is really nice because you can make a little... well, it's nice because, one, when you turn the system off, it does keep kind of a save state for you regardless, and then you can also do a Virtual Console, like, hard, like... I forget what they're called. It's a save state, but it's like you can do it at any point in the game.
It's just like a pause state.
It's like a ROM cheat. Like if you're using emulators and you use a save state there, it's exactly like that. You get one. So
I see.
It helps out here and there to just kind of expedite things so you don't have to keep backtracking all the time. But.
How is Metroid? Because I had only ever played it like proper.
What do you mean?
Like NES. And
that's what I'm playing.
On an NES.
It's the same.
But I never got very far because who wants to write that shit down?
What do you mean, write what down?
Wasn't it password stuff?
Yeah,
Gain progression?
Yeah, after you die, you get a little password.
That's where the notes in the book, back of the book came from.
Oh, God, no. No.
It's nice not having to do that.
I'm
so,
sure it is.
Yeah.
That's
great. So is Persona 4 Arena.
You should, dude. You should, like,
that reminds me of Mega Man X. I'm sorry.
You should find.
That's a great game.
Yeah, Mega Man X also a great game. You should find a way to get.
I might say it's my favorite Super Nintendo game.
Mm-hmm. You should find a way to get a Game Boy Advance or something.
I'm looking.
I have one.
They're expensive.
I can let you borrow it.
Oh,
a Game Boy Advance.
Yes.
SP.
SP. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm.
Second generation or first generation?
I want to take a look at your SP because I'm.
Okay.
I want to. Yeah, show me your SP, baby. The SP itself, I guess I just don't remember this, but the backlit screen has like a 15-degree angle tilt to it.
There are two generations of SPs. You want the metallic generation.
Okay.
So there's like a pink, a silver, and
is that one not tilted?
Those are completely. Those are LEDs. I'm sorry. Those are LCD like not front lit. They're backlit.
Oh.
The original SPs had a light at the bottom of the screen that shined forward onto the screen at an angle that made them viewable in the dark.
Okay.
But it's not the prettiest thing ever. No. I only ever owned a first generation SP, and that's just, I dealt with it. But you see like the new generation ones, oh God, are they pretty? Because it's all the liquid crystal display.
Okay.
It's all bright. Lit up screen.
I was looking at one recently, and I thought to myself, "Was it always like this? And has just current console spoiled me, or do I just not recall?"
Nope. Half of them are garbage.
I did not recall. There's no headset jack, though.
No, there is not.
That is crazy.
You could also
nobody use those.
You could also just go whole hog and get yourself a Game Boy Pocket.
I would love
Boy
Pocket.
I'm sorry, a micro.
Why? Isn't it smaller screen and...
Yep.
I think that would hurt
still
your fingers
no,
to use.
You know what? They're surprisingly comfortable.
There's still and no jack, is there?
There is an external audio jack. I'm pretty sure about that. There's no way to link it, though, so you wouldn't be able to link that with another GBA.
So why do you want a GBA in the first place?
It's Fusion. Fusion, baby.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. I never said I wanted one, but... John's all up on me getting one.
Dude, Metroid Fusion is...
That's a good game.
It's probably one of the best Metroid... Like, it's right up there with Super Metroid.
It's pretty good.
Metroid Zero Mission, which I also have, is not as good.
Really?
Isn't that like
that's
a remake
a minority opinion.
It is the... Of the Metroid
games... reinterpretation of Metroid.
No, it is not. It is before Metroid.
Doesn't it still look like Metroid in a way?
Are you sure it's not a reinterpretation of Metroid?
That's where Zero Suit Scamus comes into play. That it, no, I we can look this up.
Okay.
But,
I'll look it up.
But pretty sure Metroid Zero is the zero mission of
I think you're right, too.
Like, it is her first unofficial mission.
When I saw some screenshots of it, it looked like Metroid, and I was like, eh.
Yeah.
It didn't.
No, it
just regular-ass Metroid is what I'm talking about.
No, it plays like Super Metroid, just
it is
like
the
Fusion
sixth,
does.
I quote from Wikipedia, it is the sixth installment of the Metroid series, an enhanced remake of the original Metroid game, designed to retell the game's story. See ya. Finished.
I don't know. No.
I'll edit that.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia.
Okay, don't believe me.
Look up...
You're right.
No, scratch that. Look up the actual flippin' like box art for it.
Oh, that will tell. Okay.
Yeah. Because I have the perfect segue. The cover project?
Perfect segue?
Yeah, I don't know. The cover project is where I get all my box art stuff from, so... That's a good place to go.
You really just don't believe this is a fact?
I don't, because I remember buying this game and reading on it. Believe that this is the like a mission before the first one. Anyway, if that's not the case, I'll eat an egg. I don't know.
Do you have a dislike for eggs?
No,
I hate eggs. Ugh.
But no, it plays very much in the same capacity that like Super Metroid or Metroid Fusion and things of that sort of play. It's, you know, 2D side scroller Metroidvania. Metroid Fusion, though, so good because it actually has like depth to characters. Like Samus has inner dialogue and she talks to herself all the time.
Talks to the computer. Is that computer that you're talking to?
There's also
like
a computer.
Fake Hal?
There's a fake Hal that you're talking to all the time, too, but... There's a weird, funny, kind of cool twist that happens at the end of that game, and it's cool.
Yeah. So, sorry, John. This is a reinterpretation of the Zero
Mission. I'm still wrong.
I don't know what you're. Yeah, you're still wrong. Like, yeah, it has Zero Suit Samus in it. That's correct. But it's a reinterpretation of the original Zelda.
Zelda.
Yep.
Damn it!
Perfect. Yeah.
I'm playing the wrong game.
Find the princess.
All right, well, whatever.
You are the princess.
Whatever.
It's a me, Zelda. Okay.
So I have played Metroid.
I have
okay,
not.
Well.
That's what you're telling me here.
Yeah, totally.
God, we got off on a tangent. So what else have you been playing, Griffin?
I have played some other games, too.
Oh, yeah? What are you playing?
I played Binary Domain.
Oh, yeah.
And finished
it. I remember one of that.
And you're crazy.
What?
You are a crazy person.
How
am
I crazy?
Sucks.
That game is amazing.
No, it's not.
What is wrong with you?
Because it's not good.
It is good.
No.
You shoot robots in the face.
And that was a good part about it. The gameplay,
they blew up good.
Okay.
They do blow up good.
I was totally surprised because actually playing it, the gameplay sections of the shooting guys, like the bad Gears of War side of it was good.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun to play. But towards the end, it just got, like, tedious because it's like, oh, now I'm super powerful, and I guess this doesn't even really matter.
All right.
I never really got a hang of the squad controls, never really found them to be useful what I wanted to do.
Yeah, no, those are dumb.
Because if I wanted to, like, target a specific... Like, I would say, like, okay... there's one sniper who's shooting at me, so why don't you guys give me cover while I advance and get closer to the sniper, because I don't have long-range weapons.
Nah.
So I'm thinking, like, if I press the cover me command or yell at the game, cover me, like, that's what they'll do. But the robots don't give a crap about being fired upon, so it's like, what's the point of having a cover me?
Nah, don't worry about that.
The dialogue
bits... So it doesn't do anything the entire game?
It just... They just take cover and shoot, is what I should... It should have said just, like, take cover and shoot.
Do something.
Yeah. So I would just always have them, like, charge. Just always charging.
Charging my laser.
That game wasn't very good, though. And that story was just utter garbage.
Oh, no. That story is campy and terrible. It's amazing.
No, it's not.
It's
not
good.
Amazing. It's not good.
Dude,
that game was
story
terrible.
Is about as good as Vanquish.
Yeah, and
that was
an atrocious story.
I know, and that's what I'm saying here. Good.
No, that's
terribly
wrong.
Good.
No, you're using the words incorrectly.
Bad, good. Good, not bad.
The game is not good. And that's a bummer, too, because like, it seems like the production values on that were pretty damn high. I bet Sega spent some money making that game, and I don't think it sold at all. I'm glad I didn't buy it to play it either. I was able to rent it, and I would say that the $10 roughly that I spent on renting it was more than enough for that experience.
I maintain that that is a good game.
Do you own it?
Okay.
I don't own it, no. But do I own half the things I play anymore? No. Because what's the point?
Because if it's truly good, you'll own it.
Well, that's exactly. Yeah. Well, if it's truly good, then that's, yeah, sure. Sure. All right.
So I don't know what you're trying to, like, you're telling me the twist is great or something. I was trying to figure out what was so great about the game, but.
Robots having babies.
That was, like, half-baked and uninteresting. Like, about as stupid as.
You heard me right.
Robots having babies?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I'm going to spoil the ending of this game.
Since nobody's going to play it.
At some point, robots develop the capability of having their own children.
No. Robots are made to be able to have human babies.
Okay, yes. There are robots that are capable of, like, having intercourse with a human and having a baby. And then the moral dispute that comes from this is, if a robot has a baby, is that baby not a real human?
So
I lean on the side of, yes, it is still a real human.
So is it a guy robot and a girl?
No, it is
human,
no.
It one robot?
No,
and
no.
Anyone
it is
can make?
It is guy human.
No,
and
that's a great question. Like, that's something they don't talk about. Like, if they're going to bring up issues of, like, oh yeah, well, this is actually a heated philosophical debate of are they human or not? But then it's like, well, what about dude robots? Can they impregnate women? And then are those human babies of human women? Are they still babies or no?
I suppose it could work both ways, because, I mean, like, it's
but
not
they
like,
don't address it, is
no,
what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fair. They really only bring up women robots.
Because that game is stupid and short-sighted and uninteresting and like a bad anime.
That's where Binary Domain 2...
You're making me
want to
play this game.
That's
go
where
play
Binary
it.
Domain 2 comes into play.
No, God, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, Army man. Of Binary 2.
Yes.
Would be that. Based on the last after credits bit. That it would be Binary Army of Two.
Would you?
There's an after credits.
Would you call it Binary Domain 01?
No.
Oh man,
that'd be way too confusing. You would call it Never Gonna Happen because that game is garbage. The only good thing about that game, which it didn't even work, I was so disappointed. Is like they're like, here's your command list of words you can say into the microphone. So I looked into all the words and it's like, you could just. Consistently yell curse words at
No, if you were playing that game with a microphone, why would no? That's the wrong way to do that.
No,
that
you game, no. You just constantly yell curse words into it. You're just running around the entire going, damn it! And Bo's like, I don't know why you say that. You make no sense sometimes, Dan. And I'm like, damn it, Bo! Damn it, Bo! Damn it, Bo! Bo! God damn it!
Yeah, that whole like, yeah. If you want to use that the voice function on that game, it's like it is like you are going in and interviewing for a voiceover job. Like, that game just wants 100 inflections on everything.
It's cool that it works. I wasn't able to get, like, the F-bomb to work for some reason. I just kept thinking I was saying fire. So,
that worked. How hard did you try?
I mean, that was a lot.
Well, you know, sometimes in the heat of battle,
I liked, it can be misconstrued. I liked how my responses would change how teammates would interact, like how quickly they'd come to help me or listen to my commands.
Yeah.
Except there was really only one obvious answer ever. Like, it'd be like, hey, so what do you think about this whole situation? Or it's like, yo, man, like, do you think we were prepared for this battle? Or do you think, like, you know, we could have used some more information? Because I'm kind of worried about the situation we're in. And then
the
your response
always,
would be like,
damn.
It's like, yeah, no, or god damn. And it's like, well, obviously you're going to agree with him because then... Because
why wouldn't you?
Yeah. That is silly.
No, man, that game was great.
No, it's not. That game is not
so
great.
Good.
There are some actual good games
you're
that I would have rather be playing
play
than
there
that
needs
game.
To be a that, third opinion.
That game might go on my top 10 list.
Well, if you played more than 10 games, then you may be able to knock it
maybe
off.
Maybe if more than 10 games would come out this year.
There are good games out.
Transformers.
That one's not
well,
out yet,
that
unfortunately.
It's coming Bob, out,
I'm
though.
Waiting.
It's coming out. It'll be here. Darksiders 2 might be good. We'll have to find out
I
tomorrow.
Think that game will
can't
be
can't wait for that game.
You think it will be?
I love the first one.
It will be.
You didn't play the first one.
I played parts of the... I was the first person to play this game of Among Us.
You gave up.
I bought it the day it came out.
Because I...
Ryan, you were selling it.
And I did not care for that game. I am here to say that I didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it when I played it either, and I still think that my reasons for not liking it are valid, but I just gave it a chance and stuck with it, and it paid off.
All right. Well. Well.
Oh, Billy, you're so weird.
See, I went into it expecting nothing. It was just... I was like, Darksiders. Hadn't read anything about it. It was like getting back into a video game stage for me, and it was amazing.
I got that game knowing almost everything about it and was thoroughly disappointed.
Everything. Well, I liked it, and I expected it to be good, and it was good. So I guess we all have our different opinions.
I didn't like the combat. It was repetitive, it was too difficult, and it was just... Well, it wasn't difficult. It was just... It just was a time... sink.
When did that game pick up for you, Griff?
Well, I started on easy, so that was part of the first step into that direction of making it more playable.
Okay, that's what I figured would probably have to happen.
But after the challenge rooms, after you get through the graveyard area where it's like, you need to go into this other realm and fight these stupid battle arenas where you have to kill 30 dudes in 10 minutes, and you have to do this 6 times.
Okay.
After I got through that, then I'm like, okay, now that I'm through that annoying dumbass part that's just a time sink, like, things were getting better.
Okay.
Once you get into real dungeons.
Despite me not liking that game, I am still excited for Darksiders 2 for some weird reason.
It's going to be completely different.
Fat loot. Yeah, it looks a lot different.
Loot?
It's 100% written different.
Like a lot of loot. The combat looks a lot.
Three or four different paths you can...
Your
go
talent
down.
Tree you're talking?
Yeah. Talent tree, yeah.
Yeah. Medic death.
Though I'm a little bit concerned with that. I'm a little concerned like if I
play the healer class.
Looking
of
for
death
one death, looking for tank.
Oh man. That'd be great. That'd be great. Just Darksiders 3. It's just an MMO. It's MMO.
THQ won't be around for it.
No, no, it won't.
No, it's isn't it, what's the team that's making it?
Well,
what is the team that's making it?
I can never remember that. Something that just goes out my head.
Is it Vicarious Visions?
Maybe.
Sure, why not?
I don't know.
It's not.
I will look it up.
How many people are under that umbrella still?
Do that.
It's not Volition. It's not. Who else do they have?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, who does THQ have?
Yeah.
They have like Volition and.
Yep. Yep.
I used to know it. I looked it up once and I was
Who has not yet abandoned this burning ship?
I don't know. We'll find out here. Maybe you guys want to talk about something else while looking this up.
We'll talk about a little news item.
Okay. So are we all done talking about what we did? Because I did nothing this week.
I did nothing.
Because the only thing...
Ryan?
Oh, I played Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah, you had that ending to that thing?
I finished it with a new ending this time.
What did it look like?
How'd you like?
Was it new?
It was...
Define new.
There were a handful more pieces of dialogue at the end, talking to Space Jesus Baby, and then after it, there was exposition and exactly what I thought. Like, it is the Animal House ending where it's like, the ramifications of your actions are good. It will take a lot of time to rebuild, but the world is doing... And it's Shepard narrating it, and it's, you know, like, if you choose... Whatever color you choose, he'll say things like, oh, this is how this group rebuilt. This is what these people are doing. This is how the Reapers are being used. This is what's... How we're advancing as a society. So,
Tell me another story about the Shepard.
No. That's not what... That's not...
That's what I wanted.
Well, okay, I'll tell you this. The color that the actions that you've taken in games past has absolutely no bearing on your final choices, nor does it have any bearing on the exposition at the end of the game. So if I played as a complete psychotic rogue death shepherd who killed everybody and didn't do only did the bare minimum to save the galaxy, and then at the end picked like the complete opposite action of how I've been playing the entire game, it's just going to go, oh, you did great. Happy ending. You were completely benevolent and awesome. Or it's like, if you play
so
like
it
I did.
Contradicts its name.
Yeah, if I played completely like Paragon and benevolently, then at the end, I pick something that is different from how I played. They're like, well, you know, he'll be remembered for these reasons and as a failure. And I'm like, oh, well, okay, I guess.
No, I the second time I played it through, I failed to get an extended ending, but I did get that other ending that exists there, which is the ending that I always wanted. Shepard dies, and nothing happens.
Oh, you mean you just stop playing the game?
No. Like, there is an option, but we've talked about this, where you can just say, no, space baby, I don't want to choose.
Oh, you shot the baby?
No.
What?
You can shoot it, or you can pick an option.
Oh, I shot it.
I didn't shoot it. So
what?
You can straight up do nothing, 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 nothing.
They added a stupid fourth option, which is like you failed and you sucked.
Yeah, that's the ending I wanted. I wanted to try, and still meet with an
so
end.
So then, does it end, or does it everything blow
yeah,
up?
Yeah, no, Reapers, like... Reapers, no, reap.
There's an ending to it, and it's a happy ending. It's stupid.
Yeah, it still ends with "Tell me another story about the shepherd."
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's all I played. Now I'm done.
Matt?
I didn't do anything.
Cool. News! Let's talk about
what
news,
do you
want to
talk
baby?
About first?
Let me pull up my notes here so we can see what we're doing. Want to talk about the Last Guardian stuff and how weird that is?
Give me a second.
Okay, I read a Kotaku story that made it not such a big deal.
Basically,
Vigil. Relic.
Oh, Vigil.
And Volition.
Vigil.
Oh, and then, well, it's Volition.
What is Relic made?
What is Relic made? They do all the Warhammer games.
Who makes the wrestling games?
Volition?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can find out with the magic of the internet.
Oh, God.
I hate this. This is the last thing I'm going to check. I swear.
Okay.
Promise. Maybe it is Relic. Is it Relic?
Could be. It could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
It really
apparently
could.
Nobody makes it.
Oh, okay. Just maybe
it's always been there.
Yeah, they just keep showing up. DHK doesn't even know where they come from. Just a disc shows up. They could just a master key disc
it's
shows up
Triple
in the mail
H.
And they just
Triple
they
H is there.
Print them.
He's making a he pedigrees the disc, and then the new game is on it.
Yep. Just inserts it into like he sleeps with it on his forehead.
All right, well, I don't want to look anymore. I don't want to look anymore about this. So
okay.
Oh, you want to talk about something, John?
Sure.
The Last Guardian? So there's some weird thing going around the internet. I saw it on NeoGAF, and it was this entry onto a website that said that Sony has relinquished rights to the Last Guardian trademark. The trademark has been abandoned, and then if you want to use the trademark, if you want to trademark the name Last Guardian, you have to pay $160. So on NeoGAF, everybody was saying like, oh, this is the death knell for Sony. The studios or this company is not going to be around. They're going to be the first one to go. There's no hope for the video games industry because Sony can't even follow through on the one game they have. Like, this is going to be the end of the company. Like, these people are so stupid for not finishing this and for selling it for $160. What the hell are they thinking? So Game Informer actually did some investigation into this, and they talked to a patent lawyer, and he kind of did a good job of spelling it out, but I still don't really understand, you know, all the bits and pieces because I'm not an attorney man, not a law man. Basically, he said that Sony has just let the contract expire. They're not selling it. They could have placed an order to re-trademark it. But then there also needs to be something to show reason to trademark. So, like, they have to have something behind it to say, this is what we are trademarking. You can't just go out there and be like, I'm trademarking the word, the phrase banana zoo dongle. And now anytime, you know, it's like, I got a trademark on that. So, like, you have to actually show some proof of intent to use.
Right. And so, since that game is taking its sweet time,
and that's what I'm that's why I'm bringing this up is Sony says they're not ditching the product. The Team Eco lead is saying he's still working on, he's contracted to work it out or finish it, but more importantly, what does this mean for the future of like you know, Sony games and specifically The Last Guardian. Like, does anybody care anymore? Don't all talk at once now.
Well, I was gathering my thoughts, thinking about it.
No. Yeah.
I
still thinking?
I do.
Vote yes or no.
I do, but don't. Like, I do, but not really.
Sweet. Great.
I care about it because I would like to play that game, but at the same time, if it never comes out, I'm not going to cry about it.
I'm kind of the same way. I want to play it, but life's not going to be over if it doesn't come out.
You guys, have you played any of the Team Eco games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played Eco and I played Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I played them both to end.
I
only finished Shadow of the Colossus.
Are you saying that your goodwill for the company has run out and you're not really as enthused as you may have been before about a potential next product of their company?
There's just so many games that games can fall by the wayside that I'm like, well, I got this other stuff over here that I can play, so.
Okay.
I would like to see it come out, though.
Was it ever big on your radar?
Yeah, no, because I haven't seen much of it. I saw that trailer and that was about it. They haven't shown much of it, have they?
I don't think that Last Guardian or Sony has given us much reason to care about The Last Guardian.
Yeah. No.
Besides saying like, hey, it's from the guys that made Team Eco and Shadow of the Colossus, the next great game involving this bird dog.
Yeah.
Isn't it like a little boy with some huge giant
like
thing?
Bird dog.
Yeah. Griffin bird dog.
Yeah. That's me.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just interested in that and where that's going. And I also am saying, like, I wrote some comparisons down here, like, thinking, remember GTA 5 and how that kind of bombed, or GTA 5, Gran Turismo 5, how that bombed, you know, poor sales, the company's kind of hurting now, and Sony's not looking too good from it, and you know, you've got things like Metal Gear Rising, which was being done by Konami, but had to get shipped off to a third-party studio to get finished. Then you had this whole Project Rainfall debacle where you had like Xenoblade Chronicles and The Last Story not coming out to the United States because there just wasn't the market. Like, I'm starting to get this feeling that Japanese game development is in a weird state.
Yeah. But French video games.
Oh, oui, oui.
On the up and up. Or French-Canadian video games.
Like with Montreal Eidos? What are you talking about?
Ubisoft. Just.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing really good.
So. The world superpower, the juggernaut.
Yeah. Well, they're up and coming.
Speaking of games that are owned by places.
Right. So Rhode Island now owns Copernicus assets.
Based on your things here, I think I need to clarify.
Yeah, clarify some things for me, Griff.
Okay. So everybody is familiar here with what happened this year with 38 studios going under and not being able to pay their bills, laying off all their staff, and basically Rhode Island, the state of Rhode Island, which gave them a loan, said, like, now since you weren't able to deliver anything, well, we have to take that stuff back. Something's going on here. So the situation is that Rhode Island now own what the hell? Whoa. Somebody needs to do something. Is where getting a short here.
Match. Okay, we're good. But we're good.
So 38 studios. What the hell is happening? This Project Copernicus, this MMO, didn't come out. So now 38 studios. Or Rhode Island is going to have all this stuff on them, which normally a state would just sell. Like, what they're going to do is they're going to take all the computers, they're going to take everything that was used for this project, and they're going to sell it all, like piecemeal. So dump everything off. Somebody somewhere in Rhode Island decided, hey, it would be better if we kept all this stuff together and sold it in bulk. So now Rhode Island has decided to just keep all of these assets instead of selling everything off.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I bring this up is because I think it's particularly interesting because if we remember back to the time when the case happened, people, the Rhode Island government is criticized for being like really short-sighted and not knowing how video game industry works by saying like, oh, Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning was a complete failure, so we have to get rid of this. Like, those, that team isn't going to amount to anything, and that game is nothing. Mm-hmm. And then also saying, like, well, Project Copernicus hasn't been able to meet their milestones, so whatever, like, we don't have any faith anymore. We got to get them out of here. And they shut everything down, and they were criticized for being really short-sighted and not really knowing how things work in the video game industry. So the reason why I bring this up is by saying, by keeping all the assets together, it seems like Rhode Island, somebody in Rhode Island is a lot more smarter than we gave them credit for initially. Like, mm-hmm. somebody there is intelligent about making money on games. So if that's true, then that must mean that 38 Studios was really, really far up shit creek. Like,
yeah,
you know, if they have the wherewithal to say, this is, we can sell this game for more if it stays together, it'll be better in the long term, we may be able to get some money off it, like, more so than if we were to sell it initially for just all the pieces. So I'm saying, like, there's somebody there who knows their shit, and then that must mean that previously, when this whole stuff was going down, and people were saying, oh, Rhode Island, you don't know crap. Are you holding that button?
Yeah.
People, you don't know what you're talking about. So maybe they are actually knowing what they're talking about, and 38 Studios was just a complete train wreck. The end.
The end.
And that is my thoughts on 38 Studios. Project Copernicus.
So you suppose that the intention here is that they will sell that off at some point. Like, I mean, they have no use for it as a state.
No, what the hell are they going to do with it?
Right, exactly. Like,
they already have owned a video game.
So who... Who do you sell that to?
EA.
EA? Are they...
Like, or so, no, you sell it to Unreal.
Epic?
Epic Games, sorry. Okay. I've been all over the place. Sure. Where am I?
Who picked up the bulk of 38 Studios?
The handful went to Irrational Games, I believe, of 38 Studios specifically, but Big Huge Games, who did Kings of Amalur Reckoning, went to... Epic Games.
So you suppose Epic would be interested in picking that up?
Yeah, but I would also imagine that EA has some tie to the IP with
Kingdoms of Amalur.
Publishing Kingdoms of Amalur.
Possibly.
Reckoning.
I feel like EA probably has more money to throw at it, too.
I don't know about that.
Between Epic and...
Epic seems to be doing pretty well now.
Yeah, they do, considering what are they just purchased. Here's our other thing about Epic today. Epic just bought People Can Fly. Not that that's super unexpected, but...
I think it is kind of unexpected.
Really?
Yeah.
Considering...
They were already working together.
They were a major stake owner in People Can Fly. Epic Games is.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Now that I think about it, Epic had nothing to do with Crackdown, did they?
No. But Bulletstorm came from People Can Fly.
Yep.
And that game got dinged for not selling well enough. So, why would you be investing in a developer that, you know, didn't make your numbers? Unless Unreal is, like, really happy with the team.
Well, could be.
Or unless Epic is really happy with the team, I don't know.
Well, People Can Fly is putting together half a Gears of War Judgment.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, when the studio was purchased, the creative director for Gears of War Judgment left, saying the game is in good hands. I'm leaving. I don't want to be. I have other pursuits, as well as two other project directors at People Can Fly, and they also said, like, hey, we'll be talking about our projects in the near future. Don't worry, they're going to be awesome. I also looked up what we talked about. The studio, besides buying People Can Fly, Epic also made a new studio called Impossible Studios in Maryland.
That's comprised mostly of Big Huge Games employees.
You got it.
Yep. And what's this you have here about Infinity Blade?
That's the game they're working on.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be like a not iOS game?
It is an iOS game.
Okay.
And it's being it's a chair, and then their main studio in North Carolina are all working on it with this new Maryland studio.
Huh.
So You know, I think Epic is doing quite well, especially with just showing off Unreal Engine 4 and saying like, hey guys, you ready for the next generation? Because we're the only people that do it.
Yeah, no, it looks... Yes, they are doing good things over there. So, kind of excited about that.
I'm excited.
Excited.
I didn't have anything I wanted to type. Just say like, hey, wow, look at that.
So, people leaving Epic and going to other places, Rod Ferguson just joined up with Irrational Games.
I don't know who that is.
Rod Ferguson was the other guy, leading Bulletstorm, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really?
Like, him and Blazinski were, like, way behind that thing.
Oh. I didn't know that.
He spent a lot of time at... He was at Epic for 8 years, and Microsoft before that for 10 years. No announcements for what he's working on. Probably not working on Infinite. So... Okay.
Yep, that's that.
Okay.
I don't know. You want to talk about what's going on at Irrational Games? If like, obviously they need some direction. You're bringing in a major head of a studio project manager to come in and work at Irrational Games. Like, their game's not coming out this year. Got bumped back. Nothing's going on with the, like, they're not showing the game anymore. Didn't really make an appearance at E3. Mm-hmm. A good chunk of the team left, and Irrational Games came out and said like, yeah, you know, it's a big project. People come and people go. And then those people went on to more or less say like, yeah, there's no multiplayer. We're not going to do. We were brainstorming multiplayer stuff. We were trying to come up with how to do it. We can't figure out how to do it. So we're planning on maybe we might just scrap it, which would be great. I would love to see no multiplayer.
And
BioShock Infinite.
I don't need a multiplayer.
So is Rod Ferguson going over to Irrational Games to whip it into shape? I mean,
possibly,
maybe. I remember listening to an interview with, what's his name? Not Todd Howard. The creative designer for BioShock Infinite. Anybody? Anybody?
Not Ken Levine?
Yes, Ken Levine. He's writing and directing.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember in an interview he said it becomes a very difficult task to do, to wear both hats.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's hard to stop and switch roles or find enough time to do my other role. So you also notice that they haven't had a podcast out in close to like 4 months, 5 months.
Yep.
So
but I also noticed that that's not exactly an unspoken trend. Like, you look at the Irrational podcast, it goes out, like, every 3 or 4 months.
Is it that sporadic? I thought it was, they were doing...
Looked like a June, April. Well, maybe it is once a month.
They're doing pretty good and steady work, so I think some crunch is happening there.
Could be. I mean, they got a game that's due out beginning of next year, so...
But I tried to look up Rod Ferguson's track record, and I can't remember anything, nor did I find anything. Just, like, some train simulator or something.
Oh yeah, he did the Microsoft.
So I don't even know what that is.
Speaking of people switching roles,
what?
Steam is doing software.
Steam isn't a people.
That's a
get out of here.
It's like a people. It's Valve. They're like a people.
They can make babies.
yep. They're like robots.
Software could have babies. Best game ever.
So Steam announced that coming September 5th, they're going to start doing software, but no mention of like what that software would be. But basically, they're going to kind of turn into like an app store for your computer.
So that's cool.
Interesting.
That's great.
But like, so like when I hear that, I think of like, I'm going to have this sweet Word document or Excel spreadsheet or like whoopee cushion simulator. I don't know. Like what do you,
you can find that on the Mac store. That's a Mac. The whoopee cushion simulator is a Mac exclusive.
Oh, well, crap.
You can only run that on iOS devices.
Crap.
Or Mountain Lion.
But I would imagine they would have to have something in place that like makes this viable, but I can't think of any software that I would want to download from them that would be... I mean, unless they start distributing like Adobe products, but Adobe's...
That'd be so cool.
Kind of, but at the same time, like you can download things from Adobe. Like, I don't know why you had to download software from Steam.
Well, pretty much everything that, you know, okay, well, a lot of things that have games available on Steam, you can purchase them directly from the creators as well.
Yeah.
But I think
they're just becoming a store
yeah.
where you can get anything you need.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you may be shopping Steam for, you know, the next the Plants vs. Zombies 2, and then you're like, oh man, look at this. I can buy this expense tracking program.
That's cool.
It's on discount today. I guess I'll get it.
Well, I mean, could you suppose even at this point they could branch out further and do Steam Books, Steam Music? Sweet Steam Music Player. Steam Organ.
I think that that is not Valve's area of interest. I think that Valve is a software company first and foremost, and they're not going to be a media company. Like, they're selling software. So whether that is a video game or now an application to run on your computer, like, I don't think they're in the market of selling books, movies, things like that, because I think that just creates a licensing nightmare that they don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, you have to... It's crazy. It, absolutely.
You can say no. That's all he was asking.
What?
You say...
No.
No. It's a one-stop shop, Griff.
No.
Steam. For all of your needs.
Crazy.
Okay, sorry. No. No. Steam is no.
Okay, Griff, I intentionally did not read up on this at all because I feel like you wanted to go crazy on this. Tell me about the Neo Geo X Gold.
Oh, because I wrote it all in caps!
Yeah, you got excited about
no,
this.
No, I just copy-pasted that off their website and it stayed in caps.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes! So much Neo Geo! I don't know if you guys remember this earlier this year, or maybe it was last year. There was this thing going around called the Neo Geo X Gold, and it was like a handheld Neo Geo device that would play Neo Geo games. Not Neo Geo Pocket or Pocket Color games. Like, you know, your arcade-style Neo Geo game.
Okay.
And I think it's A-E-C... I don't know. So there's an A in it, which separates it from M. With a Neo Geo, you either get the boards, which are M-E-X. Let's just call it that for short. And those are what you play in, like, an arcade machine. Then there's AEX, or whatever the shorthand is, and that's the in-home console. So this Neo Geo X Gold will be playing your in-home games for Neo Geo. It comes preloaded with 20 games. It's a handheld, but it has a docking station for charging. And then that docking station can connect via HDMI to your television, and then you can play your games in high definition on a big TV.
When will our phones do that?
You know, they probably already do. You could probably get a handful of Neo Geo games on your phone.
No, I'm saying plug your phone into your TV.
You already got it. It's Apple TV.
Yeah, Apple TV. Yeah. That's a thing I can do.
The future is now! Join me! Put on your jetpack. Let's go for a cruise. Let's eat our pill food. It also comes with an arcade stick, like a six-button arcade-y stick thing. And all that is going to be for $199 coming out in December 6th this year. Worldwide release.
I think you missed the budget by like $100 there.
Yes and no. I think that not a lot of people are going to buy this.
Throw in another controller and I'm a sold.
Yeah, so that's my question is, will this... How do I buy another controller? Like, if I'm going to buy a Neo Geo so I can play... Metal Cyber Slug Whip. Or
how many Neo Geo games
or Fatal Fury.
Nom 75.
Like, what do you mean?
How many of those games do you have?
I don't have a Neo Geo, so I don't have any.
But
it comes with 20. Oh. It comes preloaded with 20 games. League Bowling, Art of Fighting 2, Magician Lord, Alpha Mission 2, Metal Slug, Baseball Stars 2, Mutant Nation, Cyber Lip, Nom 1975, Fatal Fury, Puzzled, Fatal Fury Special, Real Bout, Fatal Fury Special, King of Fighters 95, Sam Show 2, King of the Monsters, Super Sidekicks Last Resort, and World Heroes Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
You say King of Fighters 95?
King of Fighters 95. Yep. Yeah.
That might be one of the better games on there besides Fatal
Samurai
Fury.
Showdown.
Samurai Showdown, Metal Slug.
One. Oh, yeah, Metal Slug is really good.
A definite lack of Neo Turf Masters, I see. And Sam Show 1.
Sure.
And then King of Fighters 98. But great list. And Mark of the Wolves, the greatest fighting game. I've been reading about Mark of the Wolves. Apparently it's like, in terms of frame rate and animation, it's like the greatest game ever created.
Oh Okay.
Yeah.
Even
no, just
nowadays.
Just in terms, yeah, in terms of like the pixel animation and all the work that went into, like, in terms of fighting game people, they say it is like the most well-designed thing.
Matt, I bet you that the Ouya sells more than this.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. I mean, because
probably
$200 for this.
Well, that means you're agreeing that the Ouya is coming out.
That's true.
It's already sold more than this. They don't have to provide you with anything.
This is true.
You know what? Well, I still don't think it's going to come out.
You don't think the Ouya's coming out?
No, I don't think it will.
They have nearly $9 million.
$199 for a device that plays something.
You should look into it.
That only plays old games. I don't think it's going to do well. I think $200 is the perfect price point for collectors and people that want to play Neo Geo games, because, you know, they've probably did some research and said, you know, there's only going to be so many people that buy it, so we'll price it high, we'll make our money off them, and the end.
Yeah, there's not going to be any parents going to the store to buy their kids that when they can pay $150 for a...
Yeah. What would you like, the Wii U or the Neo Geo X Gold? Comes with 20 games.
That might trick them for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking pre-orders.
The only other thing we got listed here right now is that thing Matt posted on me last minute here. Is the PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale being delayed till November 20th?
Yep.
And they just 21st wanted to, for the UK?
Yeah, they just wanted us to polish it up and, you know, look at the feedback for the beta and just, you know, just typical game stuff that everyone else does. That's why you delay it.
What was its original release date?
October, like, 20th. It's like a month delay. I know it was in October, but...
Yeah, no, October sounds about right, so pushing it back a month. Okay. I think it will sell just as well.
You don't think it'll sell less?
I think it will sell just as well.
Okay, but do you think it'll sell well?
No.
No, okay. I don't think it'll sell well either.
So you're asking, will this pushback affect the sales of this game?
Because blockbuster games come out before that, and I'm wondering if people have enough money if they want to buy this game at all.
It still beats Christmas, so maybe.
Well,
maybe. I don't know.
I think it might be. I think it's a good slot for that game, though.
You do?
Well, yeah. Okay, but you say that, but also Halo 4 comes out like, what, a week
before?
Halo 4,
Black Ops 2, Assassin's
Halo
4
is an
Creed.
Xbox exclusive game.
Well, all right, that's also fair.
But
you're not cutting into a PlayStation market there.
No?
Not necessarily.
Assassin's Creed, I mean, that's your competition.
But
Hitman.
That's 20 days difference there.
Yeah, but it's not like anything else that's coming out in that time frame. Like, yeah. You've got Shooter, Stabber, and Shooter Stabber. Yeah. So you got those three big ones dropping at that point. So at this one, it's like, hey, this is your big family Christmas party game.
Yeah.
You build it as like, last game of the year, guys. Like, you know, grab the fam and bundle on the couch and let's all play some thing. Sony, guys.
Do you suppose there's a push for a Christmas thing? I mean, if it's getting close, you suppose by Christmas, Sony says, here's a really low, like, take their smallest model PlayStation 3, bundle in All-Stars and a controller.
I think that's a great question, because tomorrow's Gamescom Sony press conference.
Yeah, but
and that might be the time to announce a price drop.
Price drop or
TGS.
PS3 Slim,
so,
whatever.
They
something.
Also said there was some more to come after Gamescom. The Battle Royale people. They said there would be other stuff coming out at Gamescom, I believe.
So all
probably just character reveals, though. Yeah.
All those people that got leaked,
yeah,
like last week. Sweet.
So bundle, I think, would be a great idea.
Yeah,
or
I think so.
To just say, hey, this game is $50, not $60.
Oh yeah, no, this is also like a $50 game for sure. I don't know why this would be a $60 game. Just like I don't know why Persona 4.
It's a solid fighting game.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Because it'll sell in Japan. That's why.
No, that's.
Well, do they sell it the same? No, they sell it more, don't they?
What?
Games are more expensive in Japan than in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So, okay.
By how much?
Depends on the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no standardization.
Oh.
Depending on people's interests, games will be priced differently.
Interesting.
I think it sold pretty well in Japan,
I think it's
going to
do pretty damn good over there,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. It's a fighting game that has all of their people.
It's also supposedly, it's been in the tournament, or it's been in the arcades for a while, and it's like taking over top spot for most played arcade game.
Yep.
So.
Huh. Crazy.
It's, people like that.
Crazy. I always forget that Japan has like a huge scene for arcades.
Slowly dwindling away, though.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. They're closing arcades and everything, and it's sad.
No!
But it's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for news. This would be the time in the show where we start talking about emails or Facebook requests or things like that, Griff.
Yes, it is.
If you would like to write us, bbr@bossbarrel.com is the email address. You can also find us on the Facebooks and ask us stuff there or like us because that helps us out in some way.
Definitely. And a shout out to our peeps out there. And people responded and gave us some things to talk about. So,
ooh, exciting.
Kevin writes in and he says, what game are you looking forward to most this holiday season?
Assassin's Creed 3.
Round the table. Round the horn.
Dishonored.
Okay, that's fair.
Does Transformers count this holiday season?
Is there something like more late game that you're into besides Transformers? Or?
Mine's not a holiday season, so...
Mine's late October.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that Halloween is not a holiday?
Halloween is totally a holiday. Thank you, Griff.
A fall a day?
When's Borderlands?
No, it's not.
Next month.
September?
Borderlands 2.
You had to say that.
Labor Day.
Black Ops, not a thing for you? Black Ops, dope.
I suppose that'll have to be
all the above.
All of the above for you, Griff?
No, what is my game for the holiday?
Lay it down.
I would... Resident Evil 6. Just kidding. That's the joke. I suppose it's Dishonored as well.
Really?
Yeah.
AC3, no Halo 4, no...
No.
I've played those games before. I've never played a Dishonored.
Never played a Dishonored.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you...
How much like BioShock will it be?
That's what I'm worried about. How much
like BioShock and what? Is why it? Is that going to be bad? It'll be great.
Depends on how much you
like. I think it's going to be great.
What?
No multiplayer.
If there's no multiplayer, then F yeah.
If Dishonored looks like the game that I think it's going to be, then I'm actually kind of excited for it.
Sexcited.
Why can't I talk today?
Did SSX come out this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I did not like that game.
I like that game.
That was not a question somebody asked, but somebody did ask. Alex Onimus sends us a question that says, do you think Dragon Age 3 should be more like the original or the sequel?
Original.
Make your end game stuff like Dragon Age 2, make the gameplay like Dragon Age 1. Because I like the end game.
What?
Because in Dragon Age 2, at the ending, there's a lot of shit that goes down. A lot of bad stuff happens depending on your actions, and I really like that.
Did we play the same game?
Dude, I blew up a fucking building.
No,
you had to kill everybody.
No.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
No.
Yeah, I did.
No, okay, you did not.
Dragon Age 2? Yeah, you did.
No. Somebody did.
No, you
well,
could...
Okay,
you...
Wait, what?
By your actions, you help somebody blow up a building.
He may have sided with Anders and done the things to help him out.
I helped Anders.
Yeah, so...
I blew up a building.
So he did it. He didn't go the other route.
Oh, okay.
I blew up a building. I destroyed, like, a college or whatever.
But that building blows up regardless.
This podcast is not blowing up buildings.
See, I didn't know that, though. I didn't play it twice through.
I will say that I do like Dragon
Obviously,
Age
John
2.
Didn't know that either.
I don't know. I played it through... Well,
you played all the way through? I'm glad.
I played it through once. I hate you so much. The one thing that I will say is if you can still give me an option to be the thing I hate in that game, that's great. Because the third time I started playing that game through, you can totally be a person that what's their word for magic user people?
Mage?
I don't know.
No.
Apostate.
You can totally be an apostate and hate apostates. You can ride
first playthrough.
You can just I love using this magic stuff, but I hate the people that do it.
You're gonna die.
Like it's just like it's just like apostates should all burn on a cross somewhere, and it's like you are one of them.
I'm gonna burn you with my magic.
It's really weird. It's like being a witch that hunts witches.
Witch hunter?
Yeah, a witch hunter.
We gotta blend in, you know.
So you just want Blade?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I hate these vampires, but I'm one of them.
Daywalker.
Exactly. Kill them all.
So, man, that's a lot of Triple H references.
So
I don't like how at the end of Dragon Age 2 you were regardless that building was going to blow up.
Yeah.
So you see, but that last
boss fight is worthless.
Whichever one you choose, it's garbage. You do the same thing.
I'm here to tell you that
kill
building
the
blows
same
up.
People.
So okay,
these people die.
Yeah, you still have to fight different. Crazy Mage, and you still have to fight Crazy Guardswoman who gets possessed by a demon statue crap. And
yeah, here's what I'll say. Parts of Dragon Age 1 were better than parts of Dragon Age 2. Parts of Dragon Age 2 were better than parts of Dragon Age 1.
Brilliant.
Somewhere in
so
the
which
middle
one should it be more like?
Combine them.
If you can make the skill tree more like Dragon Age 2 and the combat a little bit more like Dragon Age 1 and you change the dungeons to be more like Dragon Age 1. And
wasn't
the
combat
and the loot
too
to
faster?
Be more like
oh yeah.
Yeah, in Dragon Age 2 it was more button mashy. Yeah.
In Dragon Age 1 you like had to pause it and tell everyone what to do.
I was fine
yeah,
with
that.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Yeah, I want that stuff again.
That's pretty good.
I have a solution.
Don't
How
make
about
Dagger.
No
don't,
Dragon Age
don't
3?
Don't make Dragon Age 3. What if they put a sweet cloth map in there?
I don't give a shit because Dragon Age 2 is not the best game ever.
No.
And in Dragon Age 3, you get to play as the dragon.
Yep, you are the dragon.
Sure. Why not? Why not?
Play an Animorph.
There we go. Just the overall story I found not appealing for me, so yeah. I'm kind of out by this point.
There's
I'm
a
not
dude
invested.
With a crossbow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he was probably the best part of that game.
Would Dragon Age 3 be a new character, or will it revisit one of the two previous characters?
I can only hope that it is a new
character.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it would have to be.
All right, so it's like the opposite of Mass Effect. Nothing matters.
Yep,
sure.
Exactly.
Start over.
Yep, everybody's story sort of links in together, but it doesn't really.
We're gonna get this right sometime.
I think that you should take the boobs from Dragon Age 2.
Yep,
and
keep
then,
those.
And then take Felicia Day from Dragon Age 1.
Yep, all of that.
And then throw it all in the garbage.
Okay.
Give me more of that first date DLC too. I need that.
I don't mind that.
Fine.
I like Shale.
Yeah,
I Shale didn't give a crap
that,
about the stupid
shop of
merchant
horrors.
Nonsense.
Talking to a thing that I didn't even know was there until like halfway through.
You could cheat in that game really easily.
Oh yeah, you can.
Getting money.
Oh, you
man.
Could.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not
hit
remember
at the same
Ryan
time,
and I doing
would,
this?
You sold an item, 50. You could buy it back.
You get to level like 50 in like
oh, yeah.
10 minutes.
Oh yeah. You just get so much money and so much levels, like you just become a machine.
What did you,
murder
when
machine.
When it
basically
prompted
there was a,
something
there was
you
a,
could just press
there was
a button?
A hiccup in the game where you know those throwaway quests where it's like I found this thing here take this thing I found and then they would give their
we're talking about Mass Effect
we're talking about Dragon Age 2
that was a joke
exactly no pretty much so you would give them the thing and as soon as they say thanks
talk
you basically you had to go to them with
Yo,
your weapon out and then you would sheathe it as soon as you yeah. handed them the thing. And then
yep.
you kept hitting accept, and it would just feed you money and
See,
experience.
I didn't know that at all.
You would complete the quest every time you hit the button.
Yeah. Huh. And they would just be like, oh, thanks for giving me this thing, like a million times over.
Huh.
And eventually you'd gain so much money and so much experience. And
I just did a money trick to get better weapons and stuff.
Oh, this accomplishes all your goals right there.
I know, but that's...
These are all
that,
cheaters. Filthy, dirty cheaters.
Did you
fourth
play,
playthrough
did you play
did
that game?
Yeah.
Like
and I didn't cheat.
Sometimes you need an easy out.
And I can't remember when I started to cheat. I think it was like at the end. Then I played it a second time, then I stopped playing it. And, yeah.
But at the same time, though, doesn't that game scale up? So it, to a certain degree anyway?
Yeah.
Like
it does.
It ratchets it up, so it's not like...
But
it's
I
not,
think it's on levels, like... Like maybe like level 1 through 5. You're
yeah,
playing,
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah. But at some point, like this. it stops at like level 30, but you can go beyond that.
Oh yeah,
like okay. up to 50.
You can go
or
to
something.
50.
Yeah. So yeah. You
I thought it scaled, but the have... amount of abilities that you got by the end of it made your character so able.
Oh
that
yeah.
It wasn't the scaling didn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
you get to level 50, you can have almost all the abilities.
Yep.
Like on every tree.
I am everything.
Almost all of them. Yep.
But you can't get to level 50 without cheating.
Yeah, no,
okay.
That's pretty much how it went. You
yeah,
would not be able to go through that whole
I never
game
got that far.
Without, yeah.
You can only get to, like, maybe 30.
Yeah, you could possibly exceed 30, but, God, you'd be there forever.
Chris Sandmeyer asked a question that he asked us Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Matt?
No.
John's answer is okay. Wait. Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wait, what? What's
Tuesday
the
or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Whoa.
Tuesday.
I'm a Wednesday. Totally.
Wednesdays to Tuesdays.
Tuesday,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah. And then the final question is from Jen. She says, what is the worst or best thing? What is the most binary domain thing you have eaten at a fair?
I'm sorry.
Stick or no stick?
Oh, wait.
What? So what is the worst best thing? So obviously if you eat food at a fair, it's not going to be good for you.
Right.
So it's terrible,
okay.
But it's also good.
Okay.
And then did it have a stick in it or not a stick?
Chocolate covered bacon stick.
Whoa.
I haven't eaten much at fairs. I've just had your standard like corn dogs.
Have you been to our fair?
No, I haven't, and I don't plan on going.
Matt, you're Minnesota State Fair, right?
But I only had like corn dogs there.
You were missing out on possibly one of this country's best fairs.
No,
I've already gone. I've been to Minnesota.
Minnesota is better.
I've heard Minnesota
actually
is better.
On a scale, Minnesota is like right above Iowa.
Oh, there's an official scale. Somewhere.
Yeah. On the fair scale.
How many ugly people do you guys have at your fair?
All of
the ugly people.
The ugly people bore out.
Are there more hockey people up there?
Probably. Yeah. Are there more hockey people? Sure. Yeah. It's closer to Canada.
Right.
Yeah. It's a hockey state. So that's what it's known for.
Densely littered with.
No, they can't come this far south in the summer. It's too hot. The hockey people melt.
They'd melt, yeah.
I'm the same with you. I don't eat a lot of stick fair food.
I went to the state fair last week. I ate a carameled apple. I ate corn on the cob, a jug of root beer, lamb.
Ate the jug?
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean,
was it on a stick?
It's not going to
hurt.
That's
the
me.
New trend.
It's
edible cups.
It's not going to hurt me. I ate a walking taco with lamb meat, which is really
walking
good.
Walking Euro?
Kind of, yeah. More or less. I mean, it's tortilla chips. What the hell else did I have?
This is all in one day?
Fried green beans, yeah.
Jesus.
Dude, when I go all out.
Not really any other point to the fair.
Exactly. No, you're just going to eat there.
I don't go for the
some
rides.
Some of that liquid nitrogen ice cream is real good.
Well, what is that?
It's like super frozen ice cream. Like, basically the yogurty substance that ice cream is before you freeze it to make it into ice cream.
Is this frozen yogurt or ice cream?
It's ice cream. I don't know. Before ice cream, it becomes frozen to make it ice cream. The liquidy part that it is.
Uh-huh.
Basically, they use liquid nitrogen to super freeze it real quick.
Okay.
And it makes it super, super, like, tasty and creamy. So good. What else did I have?
God, you just pigged out, man.
I had something else, too.
Anything normal?
Oh, I had
like mini donuts.
I had
Thumb mini donuts.
Ribbon fries, those are good. And I wanted to have a funnel cake, but at that point, I felt like I was going to die. So
yeah, I usually go for the pork loin that's bigger than your face.
Pork loin. sometimes I go for the turkey leg, but there's so much salt involved in that
you got to take that home and use it later.
Yeah, that's a crazy person.
Use it
like death wish. Oh, I also had chocolate chip cookies and lemonade. That's about it. I ate a lot of things.
I like mini donuts.
I like mini donuts too.
Fatty.
That's my go-to at our local fair.
Oh, that's right. I also had a corn dog.
You can't get state fair corn dogs anywhere else. You can try, but they are just so much
by definition
better.
That makes sense. So, no, I think that's it.
What's the deep fried trend this year? What's the big thing that they're showcasing?
Deep fried butter.
Ugh! No, that was before.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Actually, they're skipping the thing they put in there.
They just deep fried.
Yeah.
It's actually oil, deep fried.
Battered oil.
Last year's food, deep fried.
I heard the new thing, like the exciting thing. I don't know why, but the exciting thing this year is like the double wrapped bacon corn
dog. Oh.
That does sound kind of good.
It's wrapped twice in bacon and fried in cornbread.
Jen said it was
I'd have to try it for myself.
Okay.
Sounds dangerous.
That's all the questions people sent us. Thank you, everybody, for sending us questions on Facebook. You can do so through the email channel or through other things like Twitter or whatnot to our personal stuff. So thanks.
Hey, guess what?
What?
It's time again for Back to the Box trivia.
All right. Ryan, you never played this before.
I've heard about it, though.
Okay.
Ryan, I told you about the rules. Do you remember the rules? You have to buzz in with your name.
You first don't talk about back-of-the-box trivia.
Yeah. First rule is we don't talk about back-of-the-box trivia. Second rule is buzz in with your name. Third rule is don't talk about back-of-the-box trivia.
What again?
Basically, I will start reading a description. If you know what it is before I finish reading it, you're totally allowed to buzz in. But sometimes that has made or make or break your decision-making process to finish listening to the whole thing. I apologize if some of this is going to be wonky.
Wonking!
Wonky. Because I am now doing this from a Google Docs. Because the images are a lot easier to read. But it does take a little bit more effort to scroll through them.
It's so, okay.
First one. I'm sorry. I already messed up. Oh, get out your thingamajig.
You keeping track?
Yeah, there we go. An epic Egyptian adventure. Blank embarks on a journey of discovery across Egypt, where she must overcome the most ingenious puzzles and infernal traps ever devised, and face terrifying evil from beyond the grave. With more twists and turns than an Egyptian labyrinth, this heart-stopping action-adventure, a blank that truly offers blank.
Do we know what console this is on?
Oh, these are all PlayStation 1 titles, by the way. I should have informed you of that.
Okay. These are all PlayStation 1 titles, and that's your description.
Right. Yes. Okay. Features include explore tombs as a teenage blank, discovering her roots as an adventurer. New inventory system. Combine accessories to enhance weapons, change ammo, and solve puzzles.
Griff. Tomb Raider. The end. Tomb Raider 1.
No.
All right. I don't know.
Highly interactive environments. Light torches. Swing from ropes and kick down doors.
That's the only name I know on Tomb Raider.
Try it.
Ryan, Tomb Raider 2.
No. New weapons and tools, including revolver, crossbow,
hat,
binoculars.
Tomb Raider 3.
No. Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation.
Never heard of it.
Tomb Raider 4.
Oh, PlayStation?
You got it!
Yeah, that was PlayStation.
Okay. I'm probably thinking of Chronicles and something else.
You're always thinking about the Chronicles.
Yeah. Yep.
What are you? Hi.
Okay.
Get that hookup.
Number
Snoop
two.
Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
That dank dank.
Where legends become reality. Yeah. The metal demons, legendary destroyers of Phylegia, are returning. Powerless, the ancient guardians call upon three to save their once green world. A warrior who has the gunner's gift that many fear. A princess empowered by magic and an enchanted teardrop. And a rogue who claims his sword is his word, but are his motives pure? Seek and discover the power of the golems. Elves?
Matt, Lunar Star Story.
No. Arms, mythic weapons, and more. Encounter and survive traps like ground spikes, vanishing bridges, and falling floors. Explore an interactive world by igniting bombs, activating switches, and throwing objects. 3D combat with animated polygon monsters and magic from multiple viewpoints. Create powerful elemental magic through experimentation and discovery. Control the fight with auto battle commands and new force system. Customize control functions, camera angles, cursor positions, and more.
Griff, Wild Arms 3.
Oh, no.
It's probably something Wild Arms related, Ryan.
Yes.
I would go with 1 or 2.
Ryan, Wild Arms 2?
No. It's Wild Arms.
Ah! Curses!
Oh, buddy.
Close. Here we go. Cigar.
Here we go. Ah, my cigar!
My cigar. Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go. To defeat a castle full of armed killers, it's going to take wits, skill, and courage. And one very big gun. Even time is your enemy. When Rachel, the president's daughter, is kidnapped by a madman, it's up to secret agent Richard Miller to save the day. The only thing standing between Richard and Rachel is an army of henchmen, a dozen or so murderous ninjas, a few robotic assassins, and just for... Oh, no, no, that's just a few robotic assassins just for good measure. The odds are tough, but with Namco GunCon to even the score...
Griff.
Richard's got a okay, fight.
Chance. Time Crisis.
Correct.
Yes.
What was I thinking?
Reload.
I almost didn't give you the Namco GunCon, because that might have been too easy. But at that point, like,
cinched it.
Couldn't have given you anything else. Okay. The cinematic RPG. One of them is a police officer. The other is possessed by an ancient evil threatening all life on Earth.
Matt. Parasite Eve.
Yes.
Nice. Nice, dude.
Easy.
It was pretty
easy. As soon as you said cop and RPG, I was like, bam, I know what that is.
Bam. RPG cop.
Could the RPG cop be, like, in charge of, like, flagrant RPG?
Yes.
Crimes?
Sure. Like game cop, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. A peaceful beginning. The legend was born 10,000 years ago. A violent uprising. A civilization of flying creatures enslaved
Matt.
The human race.
Legend of Dragoon.
Yes.
Nice. Nice, Matt.
This one is going to be really...
In my face.
I have two. Griff has one.
Two zeros.
Are you, padding the results over there, Jen?
I thought you got one.
I got one, but
yeah.
We've had two nil results.
Oh, okay, yes.
Two tie loses.
HBO comedian Dana Gould fuels Blank with over 300 hilarious one-liners and sound effects. Blank's mouth gets him into trouble, but his thrashing tail and suction cup paws get him out. Blank has been sucked into the media dimension, the place where cheesy 70s movies go to retire. To escape, he's got to kill TVs in each world. That's it.
Read it again.
HBO comedian Dana Gould fuels Blank with over 300 hilarious one-liners and sound effects. Blank's mouth gets him into trouble, but his thrashing tail and suction cup paws get him out. Blank has been sucked into the media dimension, the place where cheesy 70s movies go to retire. To escape, he's got to kill TVs in each world. There's also a parenthesis here that says, remember that bumper sticker?
Griff. Tonic.
No.
I have no idea. I'm not even going to guess.
Nothing? Gex.
Oh, God. I thought that was a Sega Saturn only game.
It might have, but it's also on PlayStation.
Huh.
I was going to say Croc, just for the hell of it.
It was some shitty action platformer.
Okay, Beyond Fighting. The world's most brutal tournament has as its trophy the legendary weapon Blank. Now fighters from around the world...
Matt, Bloody Roar.
Nope.
Griff, Air Guys.
Air Guys.
Thanks, Chan. That's the one with the Cloud Strife.
Yep.
The Cloud Strife.
I don't even know how to
pronounce that. Tifit Eris.
And Sephiroth.
Eris.
Aerith.
Eris.
Eris or Aerith?
I don't know, man.
I don't know anymore.
Raw Instinct takes over. Raw Instinct takes over in this new adrenaline-pumping journey into survival horror. Something is terribly wrong. Your covert mission to infiltrate and isolate a research compound has gone haywire. Mm-hmm. Now you find yourself pursued by a relentless prehistoric terror.
Griff.
Matt. Oh.
Yeah. Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis.
It's a play for Griff. Bring it on, Matt.
Whatever.
It's right here.
Whatever.
It's right here.
Burn it.
How many do we have left? Like two?
Two.
Three?
Two.
Okay.
What's the scores? What's that?
Matt, two. Griff, three.
Oh. Sucker.
Ryan.
Tied with Billy.
Blank has been summoned to stop an ancient evil force to save the kingdom and rescue the princess. Embark on a wild, comical action RPG adventure in a massive 3D world filled with platform-style action, two-fisted sword fighting, challenging puzzles,
Griff.
And...
Medieval?
No. Scores of enemies whose skills Blank can learn and use to his advantage. Locate five powerful magical scrolls to conquer the twisted Thirst Quencher Empire. Didn't even know it was called that. Absorb dozens of original techniques from foes. Blank grows stronger as he travels, battles, defeats bosses, and learns new moves. Real voiceovers during key scenes. A fully polygon environment that changes in real time. Also, like a lot of PlayStation games that came out in this time period, it came with a collector's edition CD that had a playable demo of Final Fantasy VIII.
I know what it is.
I should know what it is.
While I was looking up these things, I found like three games that came with the demo of Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh.
Like a lot of games came with the demo of Final Fantasy
VIII. Oh, I still know though. I know what it is.
Oh, I'm sure you do, but.
I got it. I'll tell it to you right now, Matt. I'm telling it to you.
This is through your mind.
Read my brain.
It was a pretty big deal. A lot of people seem to like this game. Although I wasn't really one of them. No?
Ryan, I'm going to try.
No. I'm not going to guess.
Chibi.
No.
It's a Brave Fencer Musashi.
Brave Fencer Musashi?
No, I never heard of it.
No? Projecting it at your head.
No. Really? I've probably seen pictures, but I've never heard of it.
Okay. Well, last one.
That was not going to work.
Last one. Your mission as a soldier in the elite STAAR forces. Your assignment is to penetrate alien forces at blank and eliminate the threat of the deadly alien infection that has spread throughout the base. The fate of humanity hangs in the balance. There are some bullet points here if you would like to hear.
Matt, overkill.
No.
What is overkill?
I think
it's
I know what that is.
Bird's eye view shooter.
Yeah. Oh. Incredible cinematic effects and stop motion animation sequences.
It's like Loaded.
Six long, intense stages of constant gunfire and alien encounters. Engaging sci-fi storyline with aliens, UFOs, and secret experiment cover-ups, which is, I think that's the most BS bullet point of them all. Tons of secret rooms and burned government secrets, also BS. Includes original arcades, secret rooms, plus additional secret rooms. Power-ups and sophisticated weaponry keep you armed and dangerous. Explore an accurate simulation of the most secretive airbase in the world.
Griff. Area 51.
Area 51.
When you said that part, I was like, damn.
Man, that is the most... That is quite the stretch for
right?
a description.
All of that stuff is a massive stretch. There is no story in Area 51.
No. The only story is there's that black guy that has the bandolier of giant bullets that comes up and waves at you, and then you shoot him immediately.
You shoot that guy.
And then all the zombies go, when you shoot them. Yep. That's a great noise.
This was also made by Midway, so
yeah,
testament to their good abilities.
Midway made some good games.
Yeah,
I like Area 51 a lot.
Area 51 is good.
I liked it when I played it. Not really anymore.
I prefer it when I didn't play it.
So what's that? What's the final?
Oh, you're talking like
what's
it
final
didn't
score
age
there,
well?
Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we got.
I win. Griff wins.
Matt 2 and Griff McHottie got 4. So.
Makati. What is Makati?
It's like a baked good, isn't it?
Oh, like a hot toddy?
Yeah, like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Sound American to me.
Griff's not exactly American either.
America. Call her Aerith.
None of those boxes were Tony Hawk or Final Fantasy, so I had no idea.
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, no, that's fair. None of those boxes were
one point.
1 point.
1 point for Gryffindor.
All right, guys. That wraps up episode 86.
86.
Wowzers. So I guess, again, if you guys want to get a hold of us, bbr@bossbarrel.com. Griffin Hoffman is at Griff Hoffman on the Twitters.
Two Fs. Two Ns.
Yeah, like that. I'm at JW Stanhope on the Twitters. Ryan, you got Twitters?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, so the other two guys aren't on the Twitters or the... Well, Matt's not on the Facebook. I think Ryan's on the Facebook, but probably dude, you get not to get a hold of him.
I don't get on there.
Good.
That's right. Good. Social media sucks.
It does, yeah. A little bit. So that'll do us.
Thanks, guys. Change your BattleNet passwords.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too. Do that.
Bye.
Change all your passwords.
Change them all. Rotate them on
your secret done. Question.
For safety.
I'm just going to rotate them all three letters to the left.
There you go.